In Zimbabwe, President Robert Mugabe was set to be sworn in on Thursday for a new five-year term after disputed presidential and parliamentary elections. The African nation is only just emerging from a decade-long recession that saw an economic collapse with hyperinflation and widespread hunger. Aged 89, Mugabe is Africa's oldest leader and has ruled Zimbabwe for 33 years since independence. But what is the mood like in the nation on this day? I'm Susie Hodges, and to find out more, I spoke to Father Nigel Johnson, Development Director for the Jesuits in Zimbabwe.
I live in Harare, so I can talk about Harare. The impression I get is most people are very worried. There's no sign of great jubilation at the apparent overwhelming victory he got in the election, and I haven't heard of any such sort of jubilations going on in rural areas either. So I'd say that the general mood is one of confusion and concern about what the future is going to bring. People deal with bread and butter issues, and where the economy has slightly improved in the past 5 years, people are worried that it'll go back to the bad old days of hyperinflation and nothing in the shops. And that all depends really on the economic policies which are going to be pursued by the incoming government.
What do you see as the main challenges that lie ahead?
Well, with politicians of any country, anywhere, they will campaign and make all sorts of promises which they, you know, might just be in order to get votes, or it might be serious. You don't really know until it happens. But one of the factors would be what is called the indigenization policy. In other words, the taking over of foreign companies and handing over majority ownership to local black Zimbabweans. Nobody quite knows how far that is going to go, or whether it was just an election gimmick. But the implications are fairly serious in terms of economics. In other words, it will discourage and cut out foreign investment. And most economists think that foreign investment is precisely what we need.
As you said earlier, Zimbabwe is not in such a dire state as it was during the days of hyperinflation and the widespread hunger that we saw 5, 6, 7 years ago. But there's still huge unemployment, isn't there? How many people, on average, are without a job?
It depends what you call employment. But in terms of those who are not in formal employment, I can't remember the latest figures, but you're talking about 80% or 90%. Because, I mean, what has happened is really, I'd say with the collapse of commercial farming, that has slightly improved, I think, in recent years. But it's basically an agricultural economy, and so industry depended also on agricultural production, and many, many companies have simply gone out of business or scaled down to a huge extent, which is what has thrown people out of work. Now, what people do instead, they go into informal self-employment. So everywhere you go, you see women on every street corner selling tomatoes, men on every street corner selling airtime for mobile phones, and a whole lot of flea markets all over the place.
How important is the role of the Catholic Church in reaching out to the people, in trying to help those who are trapped in poverty?
Well, I mean, I think the role of the Catholic Church is enormous in terms of all sorts of services which maybe one might expect government to provide, but government is more or less bankrupt, so it can't. So you've got most rural health care is provided by the churches, not just the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church would be the biggest in terms of running rural clinics, rural hospitals. The same with education and schools. I mean, all these things collapsed during the economic collapse, and I think the church institutions have managed to come up better than the state institutions. And then drought, hunger and feeding is something which comes and goes. It largely depends on the climate. We haven't had too bad a climate for the past few years. So it's not a huge crisis at the moment. But if that were to come again, the church and the other church, Catholic Church and the other churches would jump in with feeding schemes.